Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. We're in spring, baby, which means spring cleaning. And that is why right now we have on the line the co-founder of The Art of Decluttering. Amy joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan and Carly.
You were doing God's work. Yeah, I said it. I love a non-cluttered house. Carly is opposite to me.
Can I say, Amy, and I really want to chat to you about this because I'm what they call a maximalist. You've probably heard of us where I like to collect things, but I will say this, I do like them to be ordered. So how do we declutter when we want to keep?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, Alan, this applies equally to those of us that like minimalism and Carly, those of us that like maximalism, because one of the things I always recommend people do before they touch anything in their home is to know why they want to declutter. So you might call it like setting vision or like dream casting. Like, why am I doing this? Okay. And so for you, Carly, it might be that you want to be able to access your stuff.
Like a room.
And so it's not that you want to get rid of it all. You want to be able to walk into the spare room.
Yeah, there is a bit of that going on. And also fire hazard, trip hazard, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
see, for me, I like nothing. Yeah. I just like you know, like keeping it empty, you know? Like I like being like nothing in a room pretty much, you know? I've always got that Kim Kardashian vibe where it's just one couch and that's it. That's the dream.
That's the dream. So you guys are probably not going to move in together in any kind of harmonious housemate relationship, and that's okay.
Absolutely not. But
it is the same. Like, it's why. And so, as you said, I want to access my stuff. I want to be able to find my stuff. Or, Alan, I want to be able to walk in from work at the end of the day and not feel like I have to, you know, spend an hour tidying up.
Oh, the dream. Oh, that's the dream. So what's the tip then? What can we do to get us in the right frame of mind to get on with the decluttering?
So there are three questions that I always say that it's great to start with. And that is, do I need it? Do I use it? And do I love it? And some people will lean into one of those three. So, Carly, you might lean into love it because you may be more sentimental. Whereas, Alan, you might lean into need it and someone else might lean into use it. But those questions can help you make the decision.
This is like that Marie Kondo. I remember when she was like, you know, does it bring you joy? And she'd hold the item and then thank the item. Do you take much away from that when you're like decluttering?
Look, let me be honest. If I was to ask what sparks joy, I would be getting rid of a lot of things in my house. Everything that requires cleaning, cooking, tidying, possibly my children some days. So I think if that works for some people, that's great. It's not the way that my brain works.
Is a tip when it comes to decluttering, because I'm a big fan of this, putting things in lots of different things, like, you know, big containers, you know, those big Tupperware, is that a good strategy to have?
Yeah, so creating those natural limits also allows you to keep like with like. So if you, for instance, have lots of baseball caps, having them together means when you want a baseball cap, you know where to go get it. Or if you've still got a CD collection, which I know a lot of your listeners probably do.
I do.
Having your CDs together, you do. There you go. Guilty. Means you can get them. So having containers makes keeping like with like together much easier. And it, you know, it makes it look nicer too. It makes it look nice and clear and clean and easy to pack up, particularly if you've got kids. Having a container makes it very clear.
So Alan's just described my worst nightmare when he talks about his house, a big white box. So what I'm trying to do is I'm actually trying...
Clean, big white box. Clean.
I am trying to bring more personality into my home,
awesome.
Which is hard to do when you're renting, right? You're very limited. But what I want to do is I want to display things, but I want to do it in a decluttered way. So I do have certain collections of things. So what's a way I can do that without it looking chaotic?
What you're describing is actually wanting to celebrate the things that you do enjoy. So even something as simple as a bookshelf or some shelving that you can have that you can move around the house. It could be in a bedroom, in the lounge room. It could be wherever you like. And that's where you can kind of have this display of all the beautiful things. And you can put pictures and bright coloured cushions and the things that bring life to the space without it necessarily adding clutter. If the items are organised, it won't look like clutter.
Okay.
Oh, okay, organisation.
Yeah, there's the tip, Carly. Write that one down.
That's an interesting thought.
Your website is theartofdecluttering.com.au. People go there. What service can they actually get from you guys?
We do everything. So we have services throughout Australia and we've got a team over in Perth. We also do virtual sessions. We've got online courses. We've got a podcast, which you can listen to anywhere in the world.
Excellent. Well, I know I'm getting Carly for Christmas. thank you so much for your time today. That website again, theartofdecluttering.com.au. Amy, thanks for the chat. We appreciate it.
Lovely to chat to you guys.